The wedding disaster issue of O Kev magazine has gone to the printers, but which stories have made it onto the cover? Let's have a quick run through. Steve and John, producers, with me. I'm going to mark you, by the way, at the end of this.
Oh, no.
Just don't you worry yourself. So what's headline number one, John?
This week, the headline number one is Incomplete Disaster. It's about Shirley, who had to finish the church renovations herself. This is Shirley from Workington. She'd booked her wedding, but the church wasn't ready for the ceremony.
4 days before the wedding, we had a phone call from the minister saying the church isn't ready.
Oh, no.
The pews have arrived, but they've got to be varnished. So my husband-to-be and myself and other members of the family and other guests that were going to be at the wedding ended up in the church in the last 48 hours varnishing pews. And we actually finished the varnishing about 24 hours, maybe less than 24 hours from the wedding.
So I'm sorry.
It's okay, we did too.
Yes, and Something Borrowed takes a second slot on the cover. Margaret's car broke down on the way to Whitehaven Registry Office and she and her wedding party had to hitch a lift with a stranger.
We organised Whitehaven Registry Office, got everything sorted, we hired a lovely car, we were on a very strict budget. Morning of the wedding, Malcolm's dad was going to drive the car, so in he got, started the car, except he flooded the car, so we couldn't get it started. So now it's panic sets in. 2 doors down, there's a lad polishing a little Nissan Cherry, I think it was, one of these tiny little red cars. Malcolm's dad jumps out and goes, "Yeah, lad, could you give us a lift to the registry office?" And he goes, "Aye, get in." There's me with my huge hat, my sister-in-law with her huge hat, Malcolm's mother with her big hat. There was hats squashed in all directions. When we got to Whitehaven, I just jumped up and ran in.
Well, headline number three is Best Man in Rings Mishap. Wedding photographer Steve told us about the time the best man forgot the rings.
Registrar, being very professional, said, "Well, OK, you know, this does happen. It's not the first time. What you do, you go get the rings. Bride by this time is getting very twitchy, very flappy, and if looks could have killed, you know, it'd have been flat on the floor. The next wedding, which was due half an hour later, is already arriving. We'll do their wedding first. You rush off and get the rings, and we'll just swap weddings around." Of course, that's said jokingly to the other best man, which I had nothing to do with, I hasten to add, this particular wedding. You know, as long as he's got the rings, hand in his pocket, he'd left them at a hotel in Crooklands.
Oh, you're joking?
He couldn't make it up.
And Mary's invite mix-up is the fourth story on the cover. Mary told us about how the wedding invites kept going wrong for her daughter's wedding.
Flew off to the post office in Sedbergh to post them. And I hadn't been home long when my daughter's future mother-in-law, Sylvia, rang up and said, "Mary, these invitations haven't got the time on." Well, I posted them. So fortunately, we had a very kind postmaster at the time, so I rang him up and I ended up ratching about looking for all the invitations. He helped me.
And last, but by no means least, bride's dad quizzes her. "Are you sure?" Izzy's father tried his best to talk her out of it.
"Oh, you don't have to get married, you know," he says, "nobody will think any worse of you." And I thought to myself, what? I mean, that's the worst thing you can do to a fella. God almighty. Anyway, so that didn't work. So he applied the taxi man to go on strike and drive slow to the church.
And that's it. Absolutely brilliant.